This is Focus on Issues on KFRN 1280 AM. My name is Suong Tran. Our guest today is Cindy Stogel. She is the Foster Care Adoption Coordinator for Children's Bureau Family Foster Care and Adoption. Cindy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, we're going to learn about the Children's Bureau Family Foster Care. Can you tell us about your agency?
Children's Bureau was founded in 1904. We are a very long-time social services agency here in Southern California. We have a foster care and adoption program that serves approximately 150 to 200 children in the Southern California area. And we also provide adoption services to those same children and the families that are caring for them. We also here at Children's Bureau have mental health services, parenting classes. We are an advocacy organization. We are nationally accredited, which is pretty exciting. And we serve the areas of Los Angeles County, Orange County, and all the way up to the Antelope Valley area for all of the services within our agency. But for our foster care and adoption program, we're licensed in the five Southern California counties, LA, Riverside, San Bernardino, Orange, Kern, Ventura. And we are able to recruit, train, approve, and support families who are caring for children in the foster care system in all five of those counties.
You know, we all know that there are many children waiting for good foster homes and kids waiting to be adopted into a forever home. But can you tell us how great the need is?
Well, there is a huge need for children to have safe families who can provide care for them while their parents are in the process of reunifying with them. So we're looking, actually, there is a need for families for with our agency and with all agencies out there to provide care for children who are in the foster care system, who are between the ages of newborn all the way up until they are 18 and older. And we need families to provide temporary care for them called foster care, making a commitment to be meaningful to children's lifetimes, as well as permanent commitment to children, making a lifetime commitment to children through adoption. And there are numerous children who are waiting for families. There is a high need for families who care for infants, who are available to care for infants. We get calls every day for infants that need families to care for them. And okay. There is also a very large need for kids who are older, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, all the way up to age 18. And also, there is a recent law that passed that enabled young adults to remain in foster care up to the age of 21 or 22. So there is a huge need. I can't give you exact numbers, but our intake department here at our office receives maybe 30 calls a day for children that need families, and we never have enough families for those kids.
How long do the kids typically stay with their foster family?
If I could write a book, I would entitle it "It Depends," because it really does depend. It can be anywhere from a few days to a lifetime and everywhere in between. But I would venture to say, on average, children stay approximately 12 months in care, 12 to 18 months before their permanent plan is determined,
okay,
either reunification or adoption.
So who would make a good candidate to foster a child?
Well, anybody who has the ability, the willingness, and the resources to protect and nurture children. So to provide them with ongoing care 24/7, 365 days a year, has a roof over their head, has income, a family that isn't doing this for the money, but is doing this because their reasoning is because they want to give back or they want to have a family. We are looking for families who can meet children's developmental needs. And a lot of kids in foster care have the potential, not the absolute, for developmental issues or challenges because of their circumstances prior to coming into care. And so we need families who are able, willing and able to take care of kids who may have a little speech delay or need work on their gross motor skills. We're also looking for families who can help support children's relationships with their birth parents, because with reunification efforts, children do see their birth parents. They have family time with their birth parents. We're also looking for families who can be good team members with our agency and with the county and with the court system and with doctors and therapists and anybody that child might come in contact with or need services from, the schools as well. And we're looking for families who are able to make a commitment to be meaningful to children's lives and support their relationships with safe and nurturing people who really take their best interests at heart. So in reality, it's all about safety and permanency and well-being of children. You know, families need to have transportation, means of transportation. They need to have the space in their home. They need to be able to demonstrate financial stability. They have to take first aid CPR. They come to our classes. We have classes. We do trainings for families. We need to get references on families. So there's a lot of things that the families do in order to become approved as resource parents for children in the foster care system.
Okay. Yes, what type of screening do you guys do?
Well, the screening consists of our training process, which we use the Child Welfare League of America Pride Model of Practice training. It's 3 Saturdays of training. And we do a family assessment. The traditional term is called a home study. Families need to have fingerprint clearances, so they get live scanned and we have clearances that are completed on them. They need to have a medical, a physical examination and be clear of tuberculosis. They can't be positive for TB. They have to be negative or have a negative chest X-ray. We get references on them, so people will tell us their impressions of the family. They have to make sure that the car that they drive is safe. So there's a whole host of things that we do to help families determine. It's a mutual process for us. We work together with the families to determine if this is the right thing for them to be doing to serve children in the foster care system.
You've mentioned several times that the child safety is important. So do you follow up with the child and the home to make sure that the placement is going okay?
Absolutely. So once a child joins a family, our social workers see the family and the child every week for at least the first 3 months that the child is living with that family. And if everything's going okay, then they can do every other week appointments with the family, consultations with the family. So we absolutely follow up with the family. We work with the family very closely. We have social workers who are available 24 hours a day for the families if something happens and they need a consultation or need support. Our whole goal is to provide as much support and resources to our foster adoptive families as possible. So we provide ongoing training, ongoing support. We can connect our families to experienced foster adoptive parents, kind of an informal mentoring opportunity for the families, so that the new families don't feel like they're doing this by themselves. They feel supported and connected to our organization.
Cindy, there are a number of other foster care agencies in the county. What makes Children's Bureau Family Foster Care unique?
What makes us unique is that we've been around since 1904, so well over 100 years. I've been with the organization for 15, going on 16 years. Our program director has been with Children's Bureau for 14 years. We have other staff who've been with the organization for up to 20 years. So we have extremely experienced staff in our foster care and adoption program. We also are an agency that is committed to training our families using a model of practice, which is the Foster Pride, Adopt Pride model of practice from the Child Welfare League of America. And so what the families hear from our agency from the very beginning of our advertising and when they first call us and ask for information about becoming foster adoptive parents is the same information, the same support, the same quality of services from the day they learn about our agency to the day they leave our agency. So we work with families on an ongoing basis using the same language, the same tools, the same supports, the same services, obviously individualized to the child and the family's needs. But our program is really consistent. It's strong. It's been here for a long time. We're extremely experienced. I also mentioned earlier that we're nationally accredited, which is very important, and in the future, all agencies will be required to be nationally accredited, but we had done that a long time ago. We also provide 24-hour emergency services to families, so if an emergency happens in the middle of the night, they can reach somebody from our agency who will be there to support them through whatever that emergency might be. We also have ongoing training for our families and support for our families. We offer support groups here at the agency. We also have extremely experienced social workers who've been with the agency for a very long time. So we try to be very cutting edge in the training that we provide to the families and to the services that we provide the families, because the children come first. Our goal is to be able to end every sentence that we speak with "for the child." Everything we do is for the child.
If our listeners would like to get more information about becoming a foster parent or to get information about adopting a child, how can they do that?
Well, they can certainly check out our amazing website, which is www.ALL4kids.org. They can also call our Magnolia office, which is in Los Angeles. It's 1910 Magnolia Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90007. The phone number is 213-342-0100, and they can ask for me. My name is Cindy Stogel. They can ask for Maria Otero. And we have information meetings. Our soonest information meeting is coming up at the Children's Bureau Carson office, which is located at 460 East Carson Plaza Drive, Suite 122 in the city of Carson. And that is occurring on September 12th, Saturday, September 12th from 10 a.m. to noon. And one of our staff will be there. And another thing that makes us so unique is when we have our information meetings, we have a staff person and a foster adoptive parent facilitate the information meeting. We also use parent facilitators for our training for families. So I do the trainings for the families, and in addition to me, we have an experienced foster adoptive parent who does the trainings.
So we can come to the monthly information meeting and just address and ask all of our questions.
Absolutely. The information meetings are an amazing opportunity to ask questions, to hear about our agency, to hear what the requirements are to become a foster adoptive parent, to learn about what the process actually is. Because our goal is to give families an opportunity to mutually determine with us and them whether this is the right thing for them to do. It's a mutual selection process.
Okay. Again, to learn more about Children's Bureau Family Foster Care and Adoption, you can go online to www.all4kids.org, and you can call Cindy directly at 213-342-0100.
Yes.
We've been speaking with Cindy Stogel. She is the Foster Care Adoption Coordinator at Children's Bureau Family Foster Care and Adoption. Cindy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. This has been delightful. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You've been listening to Focus on Issues. The opinions and views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or management. This program is presented as a public service of KFRN 1280 AM. If you're aware of a need, interest, or concern of the city of Long Beach, you can email me at stran@familyradio.org. To learn more about Family Radio, a beacon of truth and hope, and our many wonderful resources, just go to www.familyradio.org or give us a call toll-free 1-800-543-1495.